Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, August 12th. It appears to be a time of reckoning for Victoria's Secret. The lingerie brand, owned by L Brands, is in turmoil. It has canceled its famous fashion show, which has been criticized as being out of touch with the Me Too era. Longtime marketing chief Ed Rozek, who originated the fashion show and dreamed up the Victoria's Secret Angels concept, has announced his retirement. Last week, a group of more than 100 models petitioned the company to sign a legally binding contract committing to protecting models from sexual misconduct. This after accusations of various acts of misconduct by Victoria's Secret photographers. And 83-year-old L Brands founder Les Wexner is under scrutiny for his 15-year-long association with the late convicted sex offender and accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein was found dead in his New York jail cell on Saturday. Earlier in the week, Wexner had accused Epstein of misappropriating what he called vast sums of money from himself and his family. Wexner cut ties with Epstein in 2007. Regular listeners to Business Wars Daily have heard us report on Victoria's Secret's troubles before. The brand's sales are down as it competes with startups like Third Love and Lively. Third Love, in particular, has pushed an inclusive, body-positive image reflecting the changing culture of millennials and Gen Z. That inclusivity is becoming more and more common throughout the lingerie business. But Victoria's Secret, under Chief Marketing Officer Rozek's leadership, hasn't pivoted to reflect the changing culture. Months ago, Rozek ignited a backlash against the brand when he said transgender models had no place in the brand's fashion show and that Victoria's Secret had no interest in selling clothing for larger women. Meanwhile, revelations that Jeffrey Epstein acted for years as Les Wexner's financial advisor and also allegedly represented himself to potential models as a Victoria's Secret representative have also damaged the company. L Brands shares dropped 10% in July after news of Epstein's arrest for trafficking underage girls, according to CBS News. L Brands denied any formal ties with Epstein, but is investigating any possible association with the company, CBS reports. That investigation is being led by L Brands' independent directors. Signs of change are afoot. Only months after Rozek's inflammatory comments, Victoria's Secret has hired its first transgender model as of last week. And in May, an internal memo indicated that executives would rethink everything from marketing to merchandise to real estate. It has embarked on closures of more than 50 stores this year. With Rozek out of the picture, Adweek speculates that Victoria's Secret could hire a replacement who would enact the drastic changes the brand needs and that L Brands might even consider hiring, gasp, a woman to fill that role. Well, in the meantime, Victoria's Secret rival Third Love, with its 78 bra sizes and friendly down-to-earth image, continues to grow. To date, it's raised almost $70 million and has reported revenues of more than $100 million. Sure, that's still tiny compared to Victoria's Secret's multi-billion dollar business, but it's trending upward, quite unlike Victoria's Secret. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, share this episode with a friend, why don't you? You can do that on most podcast apps right from your phone. Thanks a bunch. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.